Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another weekday podcast. Thank you for being here today. My hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement as we launch into our day. And today, I want to talk about the idea of blind spots. Now, chances are you know that phrase, a blind spot, when it comes to a car. When you're driving a car, that's when you can't see what's beside you. Sometimes it's because of the column that's back there. Sometimes it's because the mirror just doesn't see everything. But a blind spot is where you can't see what's around you. And that's dangerous. It's dangerous because if you change lanes and there's somebody in your blind spot, guess what? You're going to have an accident. They are dangerous. Well, the truth is, blind spots aren't limited only to cars. They're not limited only to vehicles. They are something that we can have in our lives. Now, what I found is, it's easier to see blind spots in other people, and it's harder to see it in ourselves. Let me say that again. It tends to be easier to see blind spots in someone else while we ignore the ones that are in our own lives. But let me read you this quote that I find so helpful. It's from John Calvin. It says, "Without knowledge of self, there is no knowledge of God. Without knowledge of God, there is no knowledge of self." And so when it comes to this idea of blind spots, the truth is we all have them. So today, I want to give you a couple of verses that I call the blind spot prayer. These verses were a prayer that David himself prayed, essentially asking God, "God, are there any blind spots that I cannot see?" Here's what it says in Psalm 139, verse 23. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me in the path of everlasting life." Essentially, he's praying. He's saying, "God, would you show me if there's any areas of my life that I'm not seeing? God, would you show me if there's any blind spots? Because I don't want to bump into something. I don't want to have an accident. I don't want to have a wreck." Well, today, as we think about blind spots, there are four questions I want to give you to wrestle with. And these are questions I've been wrestling with for a couple years now. And the first question is, number one, what am I ignoring? In other words, there are typically areas of our life that when we have a blind spot, we just ignore it. That's when people say, "Hey, I think you need to pay attention to this," or, "Hey, I think maybe this might be an issue for you." You're different around them. See, the idea here is that if there's a recurring theme, or if there's three or four people you trust that are bringing something up, this could be a sign that you need to pay attention to it. What am I ignoring? Question number two, if you want to get at blind spots, is what do I make excuses for? Ask yourself, are there things that you make excuses for? Are there things that you try to explain away? You try to rationalize them. In other words, you say, "Well, it's not really a big deal. Everybody else does it. It's not a thing. I can stop anytime I want to." Anytime we try to rationalize it, anytime we try to justify it, that's something we need to pay attention to. Question number three, what do I overreact to? What do I overreact to? Do you have that thing that when people bring it up, it causes something to jump up inside of you? Is there something you get defensive about? Is there something you get angry about? Is there something that you go off about, and on the other side of it, you're like, "Man, I overreacted to it"? That's a sign that maybe that's a blind spot. Question number four actually comes from my friend Jeff Henderson, who serves here in Sugar Hill. He asked this question: what's it like to be on the other side of me? What's it like to be on the other side of me? In other words, when people walk away from a conversation with me, when people walk away from being around me, what is their impression? What's it like to be on the other side of me? These are great questions because we all have blind spots. We all have things that if we're not careful, we ignore them and we don't see them. And we end up bumping into another life. We bump into a circumstance and we come out damaged on the other side. Now, here's the good news. In a car, if there's a blind spot, you can adjust the mirror. In a car, if there's a blind spot, you can get a new car that gives you a warning. And in a similar way, in our lives, if we know about them, we can pay attention to them and we can make real-time adjustments in our life. Instead of ignoring them, we can learn from them. So I remind you of what David prayed again. He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. And that's my prayer for you today. Don't ignore them. Don't act like they're not there. Ask God, God, would you help me to see, is there something inside of me that needs to change so that I can live this everlasting life? Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.